Hello, this is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have Daniel Ada from Venezuela. Welcome Hello. To the program.
How are you?
Tell me about yourself. We were talking, your family's originally from Lebanon?
Yeah, my dad's part is from Lebanon. I grew in Venezuela.
So your parents immigrated to Venezuela.
Yeah.
And can you give us some background? Are you interested in giving us some background on that?
Well, yeah. Basically, Venezuela used to be a really good country with a lot of investors, then mostly because of the oil that the country has. A lot of the opportunities.
Is that what your parents do, work in the petroleum?
No. My grandparents had a lot of investments in Venezuela, but like my father liked the country, so he just decided to move there. He's actually a doctor and my actual inspiration to become a doctor.
So tell me about what you're doing here at Florida Tech.
I'm doing my pre-med course.
Pre-med.
Hopefully I will become a full-fledged doctor like my father.
And how long have you been at Florida Tech?
Now it's 1 year.
Tell me about the pre-med courses. What did you think?
First year they said it's not that difficult. I didn't perceive them as difficult. Most of the biology courses are something that I already reviewed in high school. The thing with the language barrier, you know, like English and stuff. But I think I'm already used to it.
Talking about languages, you grew up in Venezuela, so Spanish is your first language?
Spanish.
Español. Did you speak Arabic?
Not at all. I wish I did.
So your parents did not retain their mother language?
My dad still has it. Like my whole family from my dad's side, he has it. But my mom, she's not from Lebanon, so she's from Spain, but she's like third generation. She's been living for a while in Venezuela.
Okay, so she is from a Spanish immigrant family, and your dad is from a Lebanese immigrant family. So you grew up in a multicultural family in Venezuela. I bet that was a fascinating experience. Why did you select Florida Tech?
Well, the fact that Florida Tech is such a diverse campus and it's rated one of the best universities in the world make it a really good reason to come here. And also they have a lot of opportunities for, you know, international students to take advantage of.
So tell me more about yourself.
Right now I'm an SGA senator, the person that is in charge of doing all the public relations in the university. So basically Facebook or posters, flyers. And one of the things that we're doing right now is Snapchat geofilters.
Snapchat, yes.
Yeah. In certain locations, you can use those geofilters to like put it in your photos and show your friends or your family. Where are you right now? Person who designed the Florida Tech one and now the library and the botanical garden one. So if you go to the library or to the botanical garden, you can just open Snapchat and swipe to the right and you will see a beautiful logo to add to your pictures.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
I'm also, like I told you before from Snapchat, I'm a graphic designer as well and an artist as well. I don't do it anymore here because there's no club about like for that, but back in my home country, I used to be part of the model of United Nations of my school.
Model of United Nations of high school.
What is that? Simulation of the UN. I was the president of the whole organization. I'm trying to, maybe in my third year here, in my junior year, I'm going to try to bring that up here and to actually compete with other schools in Florida and hopefully nationally and make, you know, Florida Tech better.
That's great. That is really innovative.
Pretty much the things that actually inspire me is to help other people. That's why I'm right now in students government. That's why I mostly join a fraternity and because I actually like doing philanthropy activities to help other people. That's what I mostly like to do.
Are you considering doing something like Doctors Without Borders? What are you going to do with your medical degree?
I'm not pretty sure if I'm going to be a doctor here in the US or somewhere else in the world, but as long as I help people, I don't do it for the money.
That is really inspirational. Well, Daniel, thank you for coming into the studios and participating in our International Student Spotlight. If you would like to hear more about our International Student Spotlights, please visit us at wfit.org. Click on podcasts and scroll down to International Student Spotlights.